that you meet doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing 'neath the starry sky.
Candio, I need you. Sunny dress, will be rain. Candio, I need you so. Could you help me in?
This is Grady Phillips from South Haven, Mississippi, and you're listening to my favorite podcast on Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Jim from Northwest Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Lisa from Leeds, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Liz. I'm from Atlanta, and I listen to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
This is Susan from Memphis, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm April Hintz from Edmonton, Alberta, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Bart from Leeds, Alabama, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Rocco from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Rodney Glenn Hintz, and I'm from Batesville, Mississippi, and we're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Harry Blondie. You're listening to Concert Blast with my good friends Mike, Brian, and Tom.
This is Chris Stein and Blondie with Mike, Brian, and Tom on Concert Blast, coming to you on your iPod, hopefully.
I don't know what that cologne is, but it's working like a charm. Makes it easy to imagine walking you on my arm, on my arm. I want to show you around the sights, but not tonight.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom.
This is Mike.
And this is Brian.
Guys, how we doing, boys?
Doing great.
Where are we, Brian?
We're outside the theater where the Cars and Blondie are just about to perform.
The new Cars and Blondie tour kicked off tonight in Tunica, Mississippi. Actually, we're
in Robinsonville,
to be exact.
Yes. So we're about to go see the big show, the big tour, the big reunion thing. We're going to go have a great time, and we're going to... You get to see Todd Rundgren?
Yes, we are.
And Brian gets to take some more pictures, like he did at Blondie.
I need to fill up this 4-gig car tonight, man.
You're going to be here a while then.
It only holds about 1,300.
All right. So let's go see the new Cars. Let's go talk to some people and see if they get excited about tonight's show.
Let's go do it, guys.
I said, where are you from?
We're from Nashville. We're Concert Blast, a podcast on the road here, reviewing the concert tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've come to see Todd.
Oh, yeah. Todd. Todd Rundgren, huh?
Oh, there you go.
So what's your name? Where are you from?
Huh?
What's your name?
Arkansas.
What's your name?
Jan
from Arkansas. Okay. Yeah. And your name?
Ted Hoke.
Ted. Well, y'all drove all the way from Arkansas, or was Arkansas just over the river there?
Well, it's not too far.
Yeah.
We drove probably 125 miles.
Yeah. To see Todd performing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the Cars.
Yep.
The new Cars.
The new Cars.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you. Hey, nice meeting you, too. See y'all later. All right, thanks. How about you, ma'am?
I'm here to see Todd.
What about the rest of the guys?
Yeah, Kazem. I saw him 2 times today already.
Oh, is he out here? Been out here walking around?
Yeah, and so we saw him when we checked in.
Are you a Utopia fan?
I am a Utopia fan.
There you go, see?
And a Todd
fan. There you go. I knew somebody would remember Utopia.
Love Utopia.
Lost for the past.
I have a lot of old Utopia DVDs. We've just been watching them last night.
Oh, what are you looking forward to hearing tonight?
Well, the new music's good, but, you know, maybe Todd will play some of his music, too.
There will be a couple of songs for you.
Great, that'll be
great. Yeah, that'll be a couple of surprises.
Wait a minute, is this your husband over here?
Hey.
He's a Utopian.
What's his name, anyway?
He's a Utopian.
I'm Bart Mitchell.
Lisa.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Lisa
actually
Mitchell.
Leeds, Alabama.
We're actually from Leeds, Alabama, a small town outside of Birmingham.
Right. Well, this is great. I mean, the Todd fans have been listening to the Toddcast podcast for a long time.
Yeah. We've been dying to see Todd. I mean, this is finally our opportunity to be able to see him.
This is probably only my 20th time.
Wow.
I've been a fan since Open My Eyes came. came out when he was with Nas. Back in the 60s when I was a mere teenager.
What song do you want Todd to play tonight?
He will play it. Open My Eyes.
You're right. Encore.
Yep. Is it? It's going to be the encore? Thank you very much. Inside Scoop.
One more song.
What other song?
Yeah.
What other song?
I Saw the Light.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
How you having a good time tonight?
Man, mercy. Two legendary groups.
Right here, huh? Same stage.
Waiting for Todd Rundgren to come out and just, mercy, it's going to be great. And I didn't know this was their first tour stop. I didn't know that.
Yeah, very first show, the big tour for the summer.
Yes. Todd Rundgren, that's the reason I'm here tonight. Good
All right.
God. It's going to be great.
All right. God what bless you, man. What's your name?
Mike Ellis.
Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Who am I speaking with?
Mike Arnold.
Got a good name.
ConcertBlast.com.
ConcertBlast. And you know the best thing about this is?
What's that?
I'm trying to say this without having tears. Because Sunday night, I witnessed Chicago and James Brown back-to-back at Mud Island. Two of the three shows I'm seeing in 5 days are on my top three list. Rundgren in Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, mercy.
God bless you, man.
God bless you. You have a great day.
You too.
How much time we got there, Mike?
I don't know what time they start. We should have asked.
10:35.
Let's go. Y'all ready to go back in?
All right. Here we go. Well, there's a lot of exciting people out there.
I tell you what, the people really were excited. I mean, they were walking up to us and they were so excited about what was going on.
They sure were.
Well, they're warming them up.
Yes, they are.
Ready to go see the cars, huh? The new cars.
They're warming us up here. We're ready to go.
A lot of Todd Rundgren fans out in the crowd tonight.
Yes, there's a whole lot of Todd Rundgren fans.
I'll be seeing some Todd Rundgren tonight.
He should. Brian's probably the only professional photographer here tonight.
Yeah, I think he's walking on file 9 for sure.
He gets access to go anywhere he wants to. He thinks he's something.
I'm special.
I'm bursting with pride. Thank you.
We're hoping we run.
So you ready for the big show, Brian?
Brian, it was good.
Oh yeah.
Here it comes. Great fun time.
Well, I tell you what, you can't say enough about Todd, can you?
He still got it?
Oh, man, is he ever.
Well, let's see what some of these people have to say about the show. What do you think?
Great.
What do you think?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
The new cars, what do you think?
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Do you have any opinions?
They were great. Great job.
Magnificent.
Loved it. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Both of them together?
Yep.
Yeah. Todd can still kick it.
Yeah, he can he? Yeah. All right, anybody give me an opinion about tonight's show?
Enjoyed the show.
All right, what'd you like to say about it?
Todd.
Todd, huh?
Yeah, it was a real enjoyable show. Glad we got to see it. Blondie was real good, too, boy.
Yeah, wasn't they good?
Great show. Great show.
What's your name?
Sherry. Little Rock.
Sherry from Little Rock.
Jeannie from Satella, Mississippi.
And I'm Tony from Little Rock.
Toby from Little Rock.
Lisa from Little Rock.
Wayne from Satella, Mississippi.
And I'm Jackie from Little Rock.
Hey, Jackie.
How are you?
Hey.
You're Todd fans, huh?
Yeah, Todd fans.
Love Todd. Glad to see him out again with the new cars.
Yeah, wow.
Cars fans, too, though.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Get them both together. All right, thank y'all. Sign on and listen to yourselves. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
What'd you think of the show?
I thought it was great.
Great.
It was wonderful.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Memphis.
Memphis. What's your name?
Jean, Teresa.
Charlie.
Jean, Teresa, and Charlie here from Memphis, Tennessee. What'd you like best about the show?
Todd.
Now think about it, okay?
Phantasm.
That was second best.
Yeah, Todd.
You like the show tonight?
You're going to love the show tonight.
Yeah.
It was a killer.
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
It was great.
Yeah.
I like the small venue. You know, the last time we saw Todd, he had all the bells and whistles and the costumes. And
yeah, he's energetic still, too.
Yeah. For a young guy.
I thought they blended the cars and the Todd and things real well.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier. What do you pick to play?
Heavy metal kids.
Black Mariah.
That would work.
I wasn't expecting that one.
I like the
Open My Eyes.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I liked it.
Black Mariah was good. It was great.
Yeah. Thank you for talking to us.
That's right. Thanks, guys.
Well, the new cars, what did you think, guys? It was a very exciting show as we left the Grand Casino Tunica Arena. What do you call that? I guess a theater?
I call it a theater.
Yeah, but it was fun. And now we're back at our hotel. What we're going to do is just review the concert. Before we review the concert, first of all, let me say thank you so much for 10th Street Entertainment for allowing us to come down here to Tunica to the opening night show.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you, Josh. Man, we really appreciate it.
Yes, and also thank you.
Matthew.
A special thank you to Matthew.
That's right.
This week, on June 6th, the new Cars is going to put out their live album with Todd Rundgren.
Ooh, man, I tell you what, the fans are in for a treat. Oh, man.
Oh, they're really going to enjoy it. Really going to love it. Absolutely.
I just can't say enough how Todd just impressed me.
Yeah, I would encourage everybody to run out and grab this album. And also, most importantly to me, is to see them perform live and in person. That was really good tonight.
I mean, they got it together, and I tell you what, you know, this was the opening show of the tour, but I tell you what, you would think it was near the end. They were so well together.
Yes. The lights went down. And all of a sudden we see like a spotlight go across the stage. And then you hear the keyboard kick in and you hear them say, "Hello, hello again." Let's talk about how the stage is set up. First of all, you had these huge, large, round video screens. You had four. Two on one side, two on the other. In the middle was another large round section, but that's where the stage lights were.
They were pods.
Pods. Video pods.
That's
is
the correct
you call it?
Word.
That's what I would call them.
After Hello Again, second song they kicked right into.
Let's go.
Of course, that sounded really good, but the next song is what I like a lot, too. I remember seeing the big video of the Cars doing this song.
Yeah,
but
buddy.
The new Cars can do it, too.
Yes, they can do it. You know what? It shook me up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
That's right, man. The crowd was shaking up then, weren't they? I mean, they were standing up. There were some people jamming then, weren't they?
Yeah, I tell you, I was impressed with a lot was Todd's vocal ability. I mean, strong.
Absolutely, man. He really did. And I tell you what, you could tell that he was there to have a good time.
A lot of people who don't know Todd don't know what kind of a guitarist he is also.
Yes.
I mean, you've got Elliot Easton out there, and he is primo.
And he proved it at
really
the end
was,
of this song.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at the end of Shake It Up, he just went off on his guitar. I had no idea he was that good.
I didn't either.
Well, you know what? I don't think the recordings do his guitar work justice.
Yeah, it's like they hold him back.
Yeah, it seems that way.
But Elliot, man, you get it on stage, man. There's some beautiful guitar work.
Todd plays a couple of strings. Elliot gets everyone clapping. And then the next thing you know, they're into the middle of
My best friend's girlfriend.
Oh.
And she used to be mine. Here she comes again. When she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
At the end of My Best Friend's Girl, Todd screams thank you and says, you guys are sweet.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then it went right into Candy-O.
Yeah.
I need you so.
Candy-O, I need you so.
They said thank you so much. I mean, they're very appreciative of everybody, you know, purchasing their tickets and appearing tonight. The first night for the new cars on the new tour was tonight, the Grand Casino in Tunica, Mississippi, about 30 minutes south of Memphis. He said thank you so much, and he says what's really great about the new cars is that we have the capability to time travel. And we're going to time travel with this next song. And they pulled out one of the oldest Todd Rundgren songs, I Saw the Light. I Saw the Light. I mean, Todd and Elliot were both doing the dual leads. That's what I like to hear.
That was very impressive. Yeah, yes. They looked back at each other, and I tell you what, that's when everybody knew that Todd could really play that guitar.
Mm-hmm. Elliot also sounded good on the background vocals, along with the bass player. It was
Kasem.
Man, he could really sing, man. I mean, the background vocals just really blended in.
The end of the song, the keyboards, man. They sound great or what?
Man, they did, man. I mean, it was perfect.
Oh, great hawks, yeah.
Man. He was superior.
And they kicked right into Dangerous Titan.
He's not like you, the Dangerous Titan.
At the end of that song is when Todd and Elliot, they swap leads back and forth. Then the synthesizers winded up as Todd started singing the song Moving in Stereo.
Life's a sin, I'm moving in stereo. Life's a sin, except for my shoes. Life's a sin, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's a sin, it's all inside you.
I was really strange on the screen in Moving in Stereo. They showed the records. You remember seeing
yes.
the records
they would
on
be
the little
and
video
spinning,
pods?
And then they showed different type of records, too. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, but the young people, if they were in the crowd, they would say, what was that?
Yeah, that's what, is that vinyl or what? And there's a small little needle on that vinyl.
What's going on with that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. I tell you, that brought back memories, didn't it?
It was time for another Todd Rundgren song. And Todd says, we are moving on to strange waters. And he broke right into this song called Like Mariah.
Like Mariah, you scare me so. I feel as though I'm on top of it. I know. Why'd you go?
One thing I thought was neat about the Cars too is the background, guys. The way the picture moved, and they would just do different kind of stuff to keep your eyes on it. And you know, you'd see the old timey girl pictures and the car pictures. You know, the old, it's like Cadillacs and stuff. Pretty cool.
When Todd finished his song, he took so much control over the stage that you were thinking you were at a Todd Rundgren show. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you hear a car song.
Yes.
And then you're thinking, oh, yeah, we're in a mix of things here.
Absolutely.
And you forget about it.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal how you could look at Todd, and it was just like, wow, this is better than Cars. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a lot of blend there.
Yes, you did. And one thing, too, the sound was more of a rock-type sound that I noticed versus, you know, the old Cars kind of just melancholy.
Yeah, it was kind of held back a little bit.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it was just made me very nice.
And this next car song they broke right into, You Might Think I'm Crazy.
A song that you could really hear the crowd singing, you know?
Yes, and you see everybody dancing.
Absolutely. I mean, people were really having a good time, and it was a concert, wasn't it, man?
It was time to introduce everyone after that song. And then that's when Todd says, over here's the original car members, Elliot Easton. And then he looked right over at Greg Hawks.
And then the drummer.
Then you're talking about Prairie Prince, who used to be formerly of the Tubes.
And I tell you what, man, that outfit he was wearing, was that just not hilarious?
Yeah, I wish I could have got a better shot, because he had some of the wildest pair of sunglasses I've seen in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you really need to look on the website, guys. I mean, it is just so neat to scroll on down, and you'll see this. Describe it for us, Mike. I mean, it's just wild.
Yeah, he has like round circles all over his suit. It's a black suit with white round circles all over his suit. He had a white pair of sunglasses.
Yes.
And on his drums, he had those round circles on his drum kit
same
as well.
Thing. Same
so
thing.
It really messed up your eyeballs if you stared at him very long.
Yes.
But what about his shirt? You notice his shirt? It was white and then these big red circles.
But his drum set matched his suit, and he had peas on his on his drum set, too. Nice drum kit, by the way.
Very nice.
And after he introduced everybody, and he says, the prettiest car of all, Kaysen Sultan, and he's going to be singing our next song, which is
Drive.
Who's going to tell you when it's too late? Who's going to tell you things aren't so great? Can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What else? Who's gonna drive you home tonight?
Man, I tell you what, he had a great voice, didn't he?
Yeah, which I believe
it is justice. On the video screens itself, it was showing like you were driving and riding in a car. Just going through the traffic.
Yeah, it was very neat.
That was pretty neat, too.
I mean, they really balanced that well together.
Who's going to drive you home?
Yep. Oh, man.
Todd says, think of spring breezes and palm trees. You got everybody around the front of the stage, around the microphone.
Sure did.
Even Prairie Prince came down there, and what did he have? He had a
drum?
A tom-tom?
A tom-tom or something.
Yeah.
The bass player, Kaysen, took off his bass. He had a tambourine. Greg Hawks left his keyboard, came down, and did a ukulele.
Yes, yes.
They gathered around the Todd microphone, and then next thing you know, they were singing, Bang When You Drum All Day.
Yes. And they really led into that song. That's correct.
I took a stick and an old coffee can. I bang on that thing till I
very pleased to hear that, because I was hoping they would play it, and I didn't think they would.
Yeah, that was a great song.
During banging on the drum all day, what was he playing, Elliot Easton?
Oh, Elliot Easton. He's playing an old Vox.
Yeah.
12-string Vox, too, buddy.
Yeah, man, you don't see those. I would guess Elliot's got quite some collection.
Oh, and I'm sure he does.
And Todd's got a regular acoustic guitar, looks like.
But did you see how the spacing of the strings were?
No, I didn't notice.
I mean, it hit the bridge and then they spaced out like fingers on your hand.
Oh, wow.
Really? Wow. It was definitely an unusual sound.
He played that during Drive as well. At the end of Bang On Your Drum All Day, they all went to their regular instruments before the song ended. It was like while the song was still going, they all kind of slightly just, you know, just went to each one of their instruments and then did the song electric at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Started off acoustically with it, and then went through electric, and it sounded really good. Then it sounded like the recording with Todd Rundgren singing there.
Yeah.
Now it's time for the 1-2-3 punch, you know. I mean, that's when the time it came towards the end of the show where they were just singing one right after another
Man.
And they started this off with a quick intro right into Bye Bye Love.
It's an orangey sky. Always with some other guy. It's just a broken lullaby. Bye, bye love. Bye, bye love. Bye, bye love. Bye, bye love.
Yes.
Another that just not stopping but went straight into again. The new single of the new Cars, Not Tonight.
I don't know what that cologne is, but it's working like a charm. Makes it easy to imagine walking you on my arm, on my arm. I want to show you around the sight, but not tonight.
Great song. It sounds like the old Cars, doesn't it, that song?
I think it sounds better than the old Cars.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It really did, man. I was just overly impressed. And I mean, the guys, you could tell they really get along well together. And tell you what, they're unbelievable musicians.
I can't imagine anybody else filling the role that Todd Rundgren filled.
No, that, I mean, the whole band was just, you could tell he spent a lot of time to make sure that they had the perfect people, perfect talent. And it was, there's no way you could replace anybody different that could play better or blend in with the band as they did.
They said a good night, a quick good night, went right off the stage and listened to the crowd yell for more.
Oh, yes, and they yelled, didn't they?
The new Cars.
Yeah! Coming back!
I think maybe.
There won't be. And here comes Todd!
We want to thank each and every one of you for coming out to our very first gig under the new brand.
Well, the crowd started screaming, man. They were ready for some more Cars, weren't they?
Yes. They came back and they started right into another 1-2-3 punch. And the first song was Just What I Needed. You know how they did the little intro? Chin, 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 chin. They stopped and the crowd just went crazy.
Yes.
And then Todd stepped right up to the microphone. I don't mind you coming here. Wasting all my time. Well, let's listen to them sing it.
I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep.
Towards the end of that song, Todd played a couple of riffs and went right into one of his songs, Open My Eyes.
That was a wonderful song, and I tell you what, that whole band just nailed his song. I'm telling you.
I was very impressed with the energy that Todd had. I mean, not only his strong vocal ability, but...
But his stage presence.
His stage presence. I mean, he really jumped up and down during the ending of the songs, and I mean, I was like, wow.
He really did, man, and it's just like, you know, hey, he's 29 again.
And then they closed the show with the one of the old favorites from the first Cars album, Let the Good Times Roll. That ended the night. They said goodnight, and the people, well, I think they were well fed that night. What do you think, everybody?
I tell you, I think that there's no doubt about it. Everybody that saw the show, I mean, you've heard some of them on our show tonight about how they just went off on how well the Cars did. I should say the new Cars did. And I tell you what, there were some Todd Rundgren fans there, too.
Yeah, a lot of them, yeah.
Really quite a bit. I mean, we talked to a few of them that talked about some of his songs and hoping they were going to play it, and sure enough, he did.
I really enjoyed the show. I tell you what, Blondie was good. The new Cars is good. The live album, I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
I would suggest everyone to go out there and buy it. And also...
See the show, man.
See the show.
Oh, man. And that's just great.
It comes out June 6th. So if it's June 6th already, it already passed, or if it's today that you're listening to this podcast... Run out there and get the new Cars live album.
Absolutely. And if they're anywhere close to where you live, you got to go see them.
We saw people who drove in from Birmingham, Little Rock, Memphis. We came in from Nashville. And I tell you what, people came in from all over.
South Haven.
Yeah, South Haven.
Mississippi.
That's right. Yep. I forgot about that. So, yeah, people came in from all over. It's worth the drive, and everybody I talked to said that as well. Thank you, everybody, for listening to our podcast. Send us some emails and tell us what you think about the shows.
Absolutely, good or bad. You know, let us know what we're doing right. Let us know what we're doing wrong.
And don't forget to vote for us.
That's right. Where they vote, Brian?
Podcast Alley.
That's the place.
But they got to go to our website first, which is...
ConcertBlast.com.
Absolutely. And don't forget while you're there, there's a little thing called Frapper. Is that right, Mike?
Frapper Map. Sign up on your Frapper Map. Show us where you listen to us from. There's people from all over the world. I don't care where you listen to us from. Just make sure you sign up on Frapper Map so we can see. Send us a message, too. But important, send us emails. Hey, if you ain't got our T-shirt yet, we sell on our T-shirts. So maybe you'll see a picture.
Tom will give his all away this week.
Yes.
Sorry, only $22.
Well, he's making a profit off the profit. I like
that's
that.
Right, man.
Okay, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
Good night. Yes. God bless you, everybody. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.